Is it true that when Born to Run was finally mastered, was finally finished, you played it for Bruce and he picked it up and took it and threw it in a swimming pool?
Yeah.
You must have been devastated.
It was a crazy story. What happened was I mastered the album. They left to go on the road. They had no money. So the minute we finished mixing, they were gone. They were in a car on the road. So I had to take a train to Washington, D.C. or Baltimore or something. I mastered the album and I bring it to him. And he takes me to this record store. So now that automatically, if your dad was a recording engineer, you understand, you don't know the speakers. We don't know what the fuck we're listening to, right?
Right.
We're in a record store. So we bring our record and we ask the guy, can we use your stereo? Yeah, we put one that was for sale, we put it on. And he's sitting there and he's looking at it and staring at it and staring at it. And, you know, he's saying, sure, are you sure? And I'm saying, but look, it sounded great in the studio.
He's not even smiling. He's like,
smiling.
This is his life.
No smiling. Sense of humor, but no smiling. So we go back to the hotel, and he's staying like at a motel where the pool is right outside your room, right? And he says, you know, Irvine, and Landau's there. He goes, we're going to start over again. He threw it in the pool.
Oh, my. Does it float or does it sink right to the bottom?
It starts to go to the bottom.
And when you say he threw it in the pool, I mean, what the hell? Let me ask you a question. I've always wanted to ask you this. When you were sitting there, the endless hours in this night, was some of it neuroses on Bruce's part? In other words, you have good ears. Did he maybe even nail it in the first couple of takes?
No. Because what he was constantly doing was reforming the lyrics. That's what he would. He would sing. I mean, look, there's a great story. He would sing, and then he'd go write.
Like on a piece of paper somewhere.
Yeah, and on the piano, he'd have the pad. He'd be writing and writing and writing. I learned my work ethic from this guy. This guy's got the greatest work ethic, the most discipline of anyone I've ever met in my life till today.
The Howard Stern Show.